From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show. And now, here he is, Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio. We appreciate your patronage. And we just found out that Rodney Dangerfield has died. And Rodney was a guest on our show many, many times. One of the all-time legends of comedy. And a friend of the show. And we hate to lose him. We do. We are, we've been following his illness and keeping an eye on what's been going on. And we send our condolences to his wife and family and all the people who loved him. And lots of people love Rodney Dangerfield. Lots of them. So our condolences to everybody who loved Rodney. He was a good guy and a lot of fun on the air. And we'll play you a clip of Rodney appearing on the show before I walk out this door. We'll play it. We'll have it for you. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again on the radio doing our thing. And it's that thing we love so much. You know what I'm talking about? It absolutely is. And a phrase I have heard a lot, you know, when we have talked about whether single motherhood is a good thing. We hear that men are superfluous. Now that women can buy our sperm, use a turkey baster, become artificially inseminated somehow, they don't need us. And in fact, the law is set up so that women can get impregnated by us and never marry us and never let us see our kids. And take our money. It's a, you know, it's a perfect crime for some women. And we have heard that women say that they can be a father and a mother, etc. And there's one that you hear a lot that is associated with feminism. That is that men are replaceable. That women don't need men. And this is the biggest lie of all. And the reason it's the biggest lie of all is because the very women who say they don't need us happily take our vagina money and child support, happily let us buy them drinks, buy them dinner, ask them out on dates. They try to scoop up compliments from us as much as they possibly can. Women are hooked to us like heroin junkies. They don't want to have to answer to us. They don't want to have to serve us. They don't want to fulfill our needs in any way. But do they need us? Women need us. Badly. As I always say on this program, anytime I see a woman driving a Mercedes or a Ferrari or a BMW, I'm not thinking to myself, God damn, she must be the most successful realtor in L.A. I'm thinking, this woman really knows how to suck. Or this woman is really young. And her boyfriend, her husband, is a lot older. That's what I'm thinking. Women need men. Women are addicted to men. Women, now, of course, there are exceptions. You do have your lesbians. But even they need our sperm. Whether they know the identity of the sperm donor or not, they need that. There's no doubt that women need men. And it's laughable that women say they don't need men. You're hooked on us like you got a needle in your arm, for Christ's sake. Aren't you?
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
Yo, Tommy, I got a question for you, brother.
Yeah, Donnie.
You need a sidekick on the broadcasting station?
No, I don't.
The Tom Likas Show.
At 1-800-5800-TOM, that's our telephone number. Oh, yeah. Women need men, all right. Terry on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
That's right. Terry, Tom, are you there?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to tell you that women don't need men. They want men.
No.
They don't need them.
No. Yeah, you definitely need men. There's no doubt about it. Do you have a child?
I do.
Where did the sperm come from?
A man.
Right. And is that man living with you?
No, but I have a man living with me.
What lives with you?
I have a man living with me.
I understand. How about the man who you had that kid with? Does he pay you child support?
Doesn't do a damn thing.
Really? Have you tried to get child support out of him?
Of course I have.
Why, if you don't need him?
Well, I don't. I've been doing it without him. I tried to get it. Couldn't get it.
Why did you try if you don't need him?
Because I'm, a little extra money, to help out with what he...
There, you said you don't need him.
That's right, I don't.
Well, then if you don't need him, you wouldn't be trying to get money in.
I don't do that anymore.
Well, you don't do it anymore, but you did, didn't you?
I tried it once because I figured he should take responsibility.
Well, why is that your business? If you don't need him, why do you care?
Yeah, no, and I don't. I've moved on. I don't need him.
No, now you've moved on, but not before you tried to squeeze blood from a stone. You tried, you couldn't get it.
I tried.
You only gave up because you failed. You didn't give up because it was the right thing to do or because you didn't need him. You tried to get money out of the man you say you don't need.
I tried to get money so he can help support his kids. And when I couldn't...
Dear, but you don't need him. If you don't need him, why would you come after him for money?
And only once in 20 years now, still not a penny, haven't done it again.
Well, all right. But the point is, you did it because you needed the money from him.
No, I didn't need the money. I wanted the money.
What did you want it for?
So that I could, help my kids through college. I'll buy them a pair of shoes that I...
Well, those are things kids need. So you needed the man to give that to you.
But he didn't give it to me, and I did it on my own anyways.
Well, right. But the point is, you obviously needed it. That's why you humbled yourself and demanded the money.
No, Tom, you're not
getting
it. All right.
And how about the man you're with now?
I definitely want him. Good man.
But you don't need him.
He listens to you every day.
So if he left tomorrow, be no big deal.
If he left tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, it would be a big deal because I want him.
Because you need him.
I want him, Tom.
Oh, so you don't need him. Why don't you go home tonight and tell the man you're with you don't need him?
He's in the car listening while I'm on the cell phone on the outside.
Tell him you don't need him. Let's see how he feels about that.
I don't need him. I want him.
No, but you don't need him.
No, I don't think any woman...
Ask him how he feels about the fact that you feel you don't need it.
How do you feel that I don't need you? Huh? He's not saying much, Tom.
Yeah, because he's not happy about that.
He says, hi, Tom. He loves you.
Yeah, I'm sure he does because he knows I'm right.
He knows you're right. You're right in a lot of things. I do want to say that, what you put out there for these young men to watch their back, for these women that take advantage of them, definitely.
How many kids do you have, by the way?
I have three.
Two with him?
No, I have none with the man I'm with now.
How many kids and how many fathers?
Two.
Two.
Three children.
Were you married to all the fathers?
No, I was married to one of them.
And the other one you're not even married to, and you got pregnant by him, why?
Twice. Because I'm an idiot.
Because you're an idiot.
That's right.
I see.
Because I was young and naive.
I see. So you got sperm from another man.
Yes.
You got impregnated again. And does he send you child support?
Nothing. Not a dime.
And is that because you didn't try to get it?
And that's not because I didn't try to get it.
So you tried to get it from him, too.
Definitely.
So, in other words, you need these guys.
Yes,
you let them knock you up, and then you need them to pay you money.
bottom line is that I've done it for 13 years, for 17 years, for 20 years, without a dime from none of them.
Well, now you've done that, but not before you tried to get them to pay up.
Of course.
So, again, you needed them.
No, Tom. I don't need them. You're married, right?
No.
No, you're divorced.
Yes.
See, they didn't need you. They wanted you because you had money.
Oh, well, there I might tell you that I won't say which ones, but some of them really, really, really wanted money out of me. Now, if you don't need me, why do you need me to give you money?
I do have to say, you know, definitely there's a fine line between a need and a want when it comes to sex.
Do you need sex with your husband? Is he your husband?
No, he's my boyfriend, 10 years.
Oh, I see. So you just have kids out of wedlock, just move in and move out with guys and stuff. That's what you do.
No, that's not what I did.
Kids by two different fathers.
Yes.
None of whom are the guy you're with now.
You have to see that I'm 36 years old.
And you're only 36, too.
And I can count the men I've been with on my hands. You know, needless to say, that's not a good track record, but it's better than most.
Uh-huh. Three kids by two different men. That's good?
Three kids by two different men. And supporting them by myself. And somebody still loves me for me.
Hang on a second, Terry. Michelle, what did you want to say to Terry?
I think she is a complete idiot. I am sorry, but saying that she didn't need the money, but she just went after him because she wanted it, that's crap. I'm a single mom, and I don't understand it.
So are you getting child support?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good. So you need the money. I actually haven't got child support. I never did.
I don't need the money.
I never will.
I don't need the money, but I take the money, and you know what?
Of course. That's exactly my point. Thank you. I would take the money willingly. I would take it willingly. I wished I had it, but I don't. I can't get them to give it to me.
Because I do it by myself, sweetie.
I have my own place.
But you can't survive on your own. I'm a single mom. No,
yes,
I'm a single mom, and you cannot do it on your own. It is
impossible.
Sweetie,
I have for 20 years.
No.
I have for 20 years.
You just keep shacking up with new guys. I mean, now the guy you're with is probably paying for everything.
Within 20 years.
I'm with 10 years.
No, I've been on my own for 6 years with my son, and he's 7 years old. It's impossible. It is impossible to do it without a man. I'm sorry. No, I can't.
No, it's wonderful to have a man. It's good to have a man. You know, to guide your son. That's why
you don't need the money, because you got a guy who's making up the difference.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Exactly, because you
know what? Do need a man.
I have a
you have. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not paying for everything yourself. You've been together with him for 10 years. You just told us.
Yeah?
And what, is he not pitching in?
No.
He is pitching in, isn't he?
Yes, of course.
And he helps support your children,
right? There's no way she could do it on her own.
So I don't care which man you're getting the money from. You need a man.
He is not the sole supporter. I am.
I don't care if you help. You need a man. If you didn't have a man living in your house, you couldn't do it.
Do you know the difference between a necessity and an accessory?
Men
are accessories.
Really?
Men
I'll tell
are
you what. Why don't you tell your husband that you have your own job, thank you very much, and you don't need him to help out at all because you don't need a man. You just tell him. Tell him to stop bringing money home to you.
Okay.
Tell him.
No, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Why not?
Because.
You don't need the money. You don't need him.
I can do it without him, though. Do you understand? It can be done without him.
Put him on the phone.
Okay. All right, here he goes.
What's his name?
His name is Junior.
Junior.
Come here, Junior. He's innocent.
40-year-old man named Junior.
Come on, Junior. Here, you can't sit. You can't be by the radio.
Put him on. Put Junior on the phone.
Yes, hello. How you doing, Tom?
All right, Junior. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Junior?
I'm 38.
And they still call you Junior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's my question for you, okay, now that she's off the phone. I, by the way, you deserve the Nobel Prize. I don't know how you do this, but let me ask you a question. You help her support her kids, right?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. And you have a house?
Yes, apartment,
You own it?
No, not right now.
Who pays the majority of the rent?
She does.
She does?
Yeah.
Who pays the utilities?
I do sometimes.
Sometimes? What,
yeah.
Do you not have a job?
Sometimes.
What do you mean, sometimes?
Yeah, I'm unemployed right now.
Junior, you're 38 years old. What are you doing?
Looking.
You're looking for a job. Yeah.
Now I am.
So you're the best she could do?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Huh?
That's unbelievable. Now, most of the 10 years, who's paid most of the bills?
Probably she has.
She has?
Mm-hmm. So she's a good woman.
What does she look like?
What's she look like?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it might answer a lot of questions here.
A lot of questions. 5'6".
Uh-huh.
Like what? 180?
180.
That's 180.
That's 30. About right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's about right.
Uh-huh. Now it's all coming clear.
I knew that was coming.
You know it's true, right?
No. What?
I mean, if she's not on the phone now, you can tell me the truth, Junior. Come on.
What's the truth?
Come on. You know, when you're with someone who's 180, it's only because you can't afford better. If you had more money, you'd be with somebody thinner and hotter, right?
No.
Come on, she can't hear me right now, right? The radio's turned down. I'm just, come on, it's true, right?
No, it's not true.
Oh, no. So this is the love of your life?
Yeah, I love her.
You haven't married her?
No, but...
Why not? 10 years you haven't married her.
Yeah. I guess I've never been married, so it's a little shame.
So you would not bang Selma Hayek if you could afford her?
No.
Really?
Really?
You would just say, uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
I got 180 pounds of love at home.
Yes.
I got those big love handles, those rolls of fat. I just love going home to that. Selma, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't possibly take you up on your offer to have sex.
No, I wouldn't.
Selma's your age, too. She's 38.
Yeah.
Perfect match.
Yeah, Tom.
Only you had a job. She might take your call.
Yeah, probably.
You realize that? It
wouldn't matter.
Of course, your wife weighs about as much as 2 Selma Hayeks. You know that.
Who?
Your wife, or your girlfriend, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Your squeeze. She weighs about 2 times Selma Hayek, you know that.
Uh-huh.
Selma's a little girl, you know that.
Yeah, but she's probably shallow.
Oh, she's probably shallow. Nothing like the depth I was getting from Terry when she was on the phone.
Huh?
Nothing like the depth I was getting from talking to Terry.
No.
She's a deep thinker.
Who, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Junior, hang on a sec. I've got somebody here who wants to say something to you, okay? Nick, what did you want to say to Junior?
Come on, brother. What the hell are you doing, man? 180 pounds, Jesus Christ. Come on, man. You know the only reason you're with her, man, because she goes all the way to the bottom to the twins and then tickles them with her... Come on. She's paying for everything? I doubt it. I'm sorry, I'm not racist, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
There ain't a pregnant woman on this planet that ain't collecting something from the county she lives in. She may not get it from the men that she was with, but she's getting it from Uncle Sam. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay.
I guarantee it.
That's all not right. True,
professor,
is it, Junior?
Professor, do not buy the scrap she's supporting herself. It's not happening. Not happening.
Tom.
Okay?
Yes, Junior.
Not. Tell you what, talk to you again.
I only have about 10 seconds here. Put her on.
10 seconds.
Okay. See, Tom, you say women are shallow, but really men are shallow.
You never told me how much you weighed. It explains a lot.
That's okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
No
that's
wonder you can support yourself.
That's why
you're
men
huge.
Are I'm not that
oh,
huge.
Oh, come on.
The Tom Likas Show. This is the Tom Likas Show. Los Angeles, 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. Oh, yeah. They say they don't need us, but women need men. Jessica on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
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 How are you?
Do you care, darling?
Yes, I do.
I'm doing great.
I just had a comment about the lady who was saying that, you know, you do not need the men to support. And I think that once you get used to not having men supporting, then you go ahead and you support your children or whatever you need to do it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for the mothers that call in or whatever and they say that, you know, their husband or ex are supporting, that's wonderful. But the ones that don't support, the fathers that do not support, I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. And if you are motivated enough, you can do it.
Yeah, but women don't.
What do you mean they don't?
Generally, women try to get anything they can out of men.
Well, I mean, to a certain point, I think that...
Not to a certain point. They try to get the maximum amount they can get.
Well, I've been trying to go after my ex-husband for 5 years for child support. And that's only to support a child, no other reason whatsoever. And I have taken him to court. He's gone to jail the whole nine yards.
Oh, it's because you need his money.
Well, I mean, I did. I thought I did, but then I just got used to him not helping.
But that's my point. The point is, you get you. No, here's what you got used to. You got used to depending on men.
No.
Then, when you couldn't get the man to pay up anymore, only then did you figure out how to do it yourself. But you wouldn't do it until you tried to get every last drop of blood out of every guy you've been with.
I find myself being an...
I mean, if you really didn't need a man, why did you ever sue for child support? Why didn't you find it in yourself to go out and work and do it on your own? It's because you need men.
I don't think so. I don't think that's fair to say, though.
No,
because...
it's very fair.
Well, I mean, if you have a child with somebody, that's one thing. But if you're a money-hungry person or woman...
Here, this hour, I know we talk about gold diggers and money-hungry chicks and stuff. This hour, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about what women need, and what women need is men.
Of course women need men. That's how we reproduce. That's how we get our action. That's how, you know...
And that's how you get money. And that's how you get stuff bought for you. Whether it's a man you had a baby with, or a man taking you out on a date, or a man marrying you. You need us. You need our money. You need our money and our sperm. As I always say, we are sperm donors and human wallets. That's what we are. We are living, breathing ATM machines.
Hang on a second, though. At the end of the day, when you're in bed with somebody, do you put your Prada shoes next to you and your Gucci purse and everything? No, it's you and the other person and you're naked.
Because you might roll over the purse and break it or something. No, that's the way you don't have the purse in bed with you. Of course it does.
No. At the end of the day, when the both of you are getting ready to make love or do whatever you want to call it, you're not going to have that materialistic stuff all around you.
Doesn't matter whether it's all around you. You don't need it when you're sleeping.
You don't need it when you're sleeping.
Right, you don't.
Oh, my God. Women that are very independent can make it on their own.
But they're not. The women who are very independent are fat and fugly. They have no choice. Women who are average to good looking, they get stuff from men.
Dude, I am 5'8", red hair, 120 pounds, perfect body, like no problem.
Well.
And I'm a very independent person.
No, you're not. You sued for child support.
Well, I was.
That's an independent person doesn't do that.
I gave up doing it.
You had to give up because you failed.
Well, I didn't fail. The idiot didn't want to pay me.
Dear.
He wants to see his child, but he doesn't want to pay
for
it. So.
And by the way, who chose that guy?
I did.
You did. That's right.
I was young and dumb. I didn't know better. And I learned my big lesson, and I'm paying for it every day. The only good thing I got out of it was my daughter, man.
Mm.
But I can understand to certain degrees that women need men for certain things, but women can do it definitely financially by themselves.
I know, but they don't. But the point is, they don't unless they have to.
Well, you know what? It's a big slap in the face when you really have to. But
it's a big slap in the face when you really have to, huh?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Well, because then you finally realize that, you know, you're you and you're by yourself and you have to make it because there's no one else there to back you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents, whoever, if they don't have the well-beings to do it.
Uh-huh.
So it stinks, but that's what makes women stronger.
No, dear. That is not what makes women stronger. Anytime a woman can rely on a man, she does. Women are only independent because they have no choice, and you are no exception to the rule.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Well, you told me you tried getting money out of this guy, and when you couldn't do it, then you found it in yourself to go out and earn a living, but only after you tried to get the money out of him.
But, okay, so I failed. But that's okay. That's what's made me more motivated to...
No, it made you more motivated. You had no choice.
I had no choice.
That's right. You had no choice.
Come on, man. Well, what else?
What were your choices? What were your choices? You're there. You have a kid. You need a place to live. You need the kid to eat. The guy who's the father of the kid won't give you any money. What was your choice? Either get money out of this guy or get a job. What other choices did you have?
I didn't have another.
That's my point.
I didn't have my butt into it.
You had no choice. That's the only reason you did anything. That's the only reason you got off your ass is because you had no choice.
So what's your point to this?
My point to this is, like a heroin junkie, you're addicted to men. You're addicted to men and their wallets and their sperm. You're addicted to us. And the only time you go cold turkey is when you are forced to go cold turkey.
I wish I could say I was addicted to their wallets. I wish I could say that. Oh. I would love to be one of those people.
Dear.
I can't switch.
But that's my point. You would if you could, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah, I would.
That's my point. You would if you could.
You just made me realize that. Yeah, but still, I mean, the person that I'm with now, and I'm...
If you're so independent, why do you say things like that?
I don't know.
You're not independent.
Well, because, you know what? If there is a dumb man that would be willing to fork out every last dollar to a girl to go get her nails done, her hair done, or you know, whatever, then fine, have at it. But, I mean, if you...
You'd like to be that girl.
Huh?
You'd like to be that girl.
No, I... You know
getting
what?
That money.
I say that I would, but people that really know me, they say that I just would not fit into that category. And I'm telling you, I'm not a bad-looking chick.
So independent that if a man came along and said, Jessica, I'd like to pay for your every need. I would like to pay for everything.
Yeah,
the Gucci purses.
Like Brad
Pitt, the nail salon.
He would have to be like the hottest
hairdresser
guy in the world.
He'd have to be the hottest guy in the world and pay for all of it?
Oh, yeah.
Without you being the hottest chick in the world, well, you're never going to find what you're looking for, dear. Good luck.
Oh, but I did.
Oh, you did.
I'd have the hottest guy. I'm completely 100% happy.
Really?
Is he paying for my bills? No. Are
no.
Because
you're not the hottest girl in the world.
I am
not.
I'm not ugly.
You're not the hottest girl in the world.
Well, of course. Who's the hottest girl in the world? Please tell me.
Because believe me, if you're the hottest girl in the world, you'd have a guy who would pay.
Well, I mean, maybe right now it's not, he's, you know, finishing something to make really good money.
What is he, who is this guy? What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Yeah.
He just completed his Series 7 test, and...
What is that?
It's for financial...
Oh, he's a wannabe stockbroker?
No, not a wannabe stockbroker. It's for a private annuity trust. It's a very good thing.
Wannabe insurance salesman.
No, it's not insurance. It's for people that own more than one home and they have high taxes. And instead of selling a house and paying high taxes, then you get a 6% guarantee. If the market goes up, you get more money. If it goes down, it stays the same. It's a very good thing. A lot of people don't know about it.
Well, I've read about it, and most financial columnists recommend you not buy those. But that's beside the point. It can be profitable for people who manage to convince people to buy it.
Yeah.
But he so far, he just took his exam. How old is he?
He's 28.
He's 28?
Yeah.
And what's he been doing all these years up till now?
He went to school. He got his degree. Then he was
at 28?
I don't know. You said up to this point, right?
Did he just get his degree?
Oh, no.
Well, what's he been doing with his time all these years?
Well, he was playing in a band.
Playing in a band. Oh, yeah. There's a winner. Okay.
Oh, come on, no. You can do...
And he realized that wasn't going anywhere, so he took his Series 7 exam.
Well, and then he just figured, you know, there's a point where he's got to figure out what he needs to
do. Right, and while he's studying for that Series 7 exam, what was he actually doing for a living?
He was working with the company to learn more about it.
So he was a trainee.
Yeah, but he was getting paid for it. I mean, not a lot of money.
How much? How much was he getting paid?
Oh, like $300 or $400 a week.
Ooh, wee! Still my beating heart. He was making somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 a year. Wow!
I know. So, see, that's what I'm saying. If I was a person.
What time is it?
What time is
yeah.
it?
I think I made $15,000 so far this week.
Well, you're lucky.
No, I'm not, dear.
It's rough, man. It's rough. But, you know, I don't know. If you're materialistic, then you need
Well, people who can't get money or people who can't get people with money always use words like materialistic to describe people. Oh, you're so materialistic. You are
well,
so materialistic.
To use it.
What's that?
What's a good word to use for it?
A good word to use for it?
Yeah.
For what you call materialism?
Yes, please.
Ambitious?
Mm-hmm.
Hardworking?
But
creative.
I am all that.
Really? How much do you make?
How much do I make?
Yeah.
$40,000 a year.
$40,000. So you make more than he does.
Yeah, at this point.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in the yachting industry.
What do you do?
Office manager and much, much more.
And much, much more.
Coordinating boat shows and things like that.
Oh, you coordinate boat shows. And he's an aspiring annuity salesman.
Right.
An aspiring annuity salesman.
Hope.
Has he ever sold anything, by the way?
Yeah.
Really? What has he sold?
You mean as far as what he's doing now? What has he sold?
Well, no, before taking this position, making $15,000 a year, how much was he making selling other things? Was he selling things?
Oh, no.
No. He went right from the band to the brokerage office?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
But to the point when he was doing the band, he was making, you know, good money.
He was making good money. And what would you consider good money, darling?
Well, I mean, I think a good average income would be like $100,000.
So he was making $100,000 a year in a band?
No, not that much, but, you know, it was...
Not even close.
A lot easier. Well, I mean, he was doing openings for, like, KC and the Sunshine Band. We're not talking...
In 1974?
No, just recently.
Oh, well, dear, I don't know if you've noticed. The last hit they had was 20 years ago.
I know, but still, at least it was, like, at the House of Blues and stuff. You're not talking about, like, some kids getting started in a garage going to all these,
opening for KC and the Sunshine Band, that's big business.
Come on.
KC and the Sunshine Band don't get $5,000 a night. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, please. Do you ever find anything positive? Come on.
I'm just honest. Do you have a hard time with me being honest?
No, I don't.
Well, good. It sounds like a show at 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. It's Jasmine on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Jasmine.
How are you?
Do you care, darling?
Of course I do.
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, I think these women are fooling themselves if they think that they don't need a man. It's just, you know, these women think that the only reason why they don't, you know, that they think they don't need him financially is because they have no choice, like you said, but... On another note, I want to say that women need men emotionally.
They need us to lift heavy objects. They need us to put the new Arrowhead bottle on the cooler. They need us to kill bugs around the house. I mean, come on.
You're exactly right. I mean, with my husband, it's the same thing. There's so many things that you need a man to do physically. But, you know, these women that think they're so independent and they can do it all on their own... You know, what do they do when they go out? They go out to bars to get attention from men. They need attention to make themselves feel beautiful or feel just like a woman.
Right.
And so many times, it's just ridiculous when they think they don't need men. It's just that's what they go out to look for. They look for men.
No doubt about it. Colvana, I've got 30 seconds, dear. What did you want to say here? Did we lose her there? I'm so sorry. Sandra. Did we lose Sandra? Is everybody hanging? Are you hanging up on everybody? What are we doing in there? Okay, they're all disappearing at the same time. Angie, real quick, hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to say about what you said about fat people, fat girls.
Fat girls.
Yeah, I'm fat. And I have a boyfriend, and he loves me fat.
Because you got a vagina, dear.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
I chose to stay a virgin for my own personal reasons.
Why'd you stop being a virgin then?
Because I needed it.
You needed it.
Hell yeah.
The Tom Likas Show.
Send us an email. Our email address is my name. It's Tom at blowmeuptom.com. Tom at blowmeuptom.com. Call our comment line if you've got comments about our show 24 hours a day. The number, area code 310-842-9592. The Tom Likas Show. County East L.A.